You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join three book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.
I have that, but I haven't read it yet.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kelly, and this is What You Should Read,
the podcast where we should all over our books. Welcome back, shouldheads. And today is very special because it is our first most anticipated episode of the year. And we are joined, of course, by Kathy Coe. Kathy, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. We are excited to get back into things. We have been on a pretty long hiatus. We came back for a brief episode a few weeks ago, made some promises, haven't kept them. You know how it goes.
I mean, we haven't failed with the promises yet. They just haven't come true yet.
Right. The timeline shifted a little. It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're all doing our best. We all know what happened.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, we're trying to live life. Speaking of living life, Kathy, I'm curious, for this first segment where we talk about what we're currently reading, I also would like to hear not just what you're currently reading, but just how your reading year is going in general so far.
I have had a pretty good reading year at the beginning. I haven't read as much as I've wanted to, but everything that I've picked has been really good. I think I'm at a place with my reading where I know what I like, and I just, that's what I gravitate towards. So literally all the books I've read this year so far, I've ended up really enjoying. And what I'm reading right now is Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera, which is a mystery novel about a girl who seems to be in her like 20s who gets accused of killing her best friend. And a podcast kind of years after the event comes out, and she's managed to be under the radar until this podcast comes out, and now everything is just falling apart, of course, because now like people in the supermarket are like wondering if she killed her best friend when they were a little bit younger and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting. And this author has primarily only written YA novels prior, and this is her adult debut.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Kelly, what have you been reading?
I am currently reading Murder Road by Simone St. James, which I got from Book of the Month. I also got Listen for the Lie, and that will probably be my next read. But actually, you know how I do that thing sometimes where I send people pictures of books and then they tell me what I should read next? Kathy actually picked Murder Road, and it was a great pick on your part, Kathy, because this is really, really fun. It's kind of Mary Vincent-like, who was this hitchhiker in, 78, right, I think? And she got picked up by someone who raped her and then, like, cut her arms off and left her to die, but she did not die. But in this one, the hitchhiker did die. So it's Mary Vincent-ish, but with a much sadder outcome. And it's a honeymoon couple that have stopped seeing, like, they saw her walk up the road, like, very disheveled looking. And it's the middle of the night, no one else is around. And so they pull over to help her, and then they see, like, oh, she is covered in blood. And someone attacked her. We don't know for sure who yet. And there's also an urban legend about a murdered girl. And if you see the murdered girl, you will be the next to die. So.
Whoa. Interesting. Kind of creepy.
It's better than I'm making it sound.
Oh, it sounds good, though. Yeah. All right. I hesitate to say I'm reading anything right now because I haven't picked up a book in over a week. I had a flare up of my arthritis, so holding things has been very tough to do. So mostly I've just been watching TV, but I am, I guess, currently in the middle of Dune by Frank Herbert. which of course the second movie just came out and I haven't seen it yet. I watched the first one and I just all of my plans to go see the second one have been thwarted one way or another. So haven't seen it yet, but I really liked the first one. So I decided to start reading the book to get more of the context and background information. And so far, so good. I like it. It's interesting.
If you liked the first movie, you will love the second. It's better than the first, in my opinion.
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard. I'm really excited.
Our outrage correspondent, Allison Dixon, has seen Dune, the second one, I feel like at least 3 times by now, but wow. Definitely more than twice.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's fun.
Very
nice. I used to do that. Okay. So book news. I've got a couple of fun things to talk about and genuinely fun things. Not the usual sarcastic, oh, that's fun. But okay. So first, you guys remember a ways back when somebody challenged Nora Roberts, right, on publishing. Well, they've done it again. And it's not Deborah this time. It's other people, but she has this this series In Death. And I have not read that, but our friend Lisa is very into that series. And Nora Roberts, God love her for this, has a book out every year around September, which is her birth month, and then usually in early February. So she gets one for her birthday from me and then a very late Hanukkah present of the other one. So Nora Roberts, you make my life easier and better all the time. But that's not the news. So people apparently keep thinking that the two main characters in this need to have a baby for reasons. And she's been saying no for years. And finally now, she did this blog post that is very beautiful in its savagery. But it's basically, these are my characters, they're in my head, they do what I want, not what you want. And that's very interesting to me, the idea of people then feeling that, oh, you know, I've read this book for however long, I have ownership of these characters too, because that's a very weird thing, I think.
Well, and I think it's different than, like, I feel like people who grew up loving Harry Potter can claim ownership over the characters now because the author is trash. Nora Roberts isn't trash. She deserves to keep her characters. And the whole fact that people are so obsessed with, like, this fictional couple has to have a baby, it's so not just, like, heteronormative, but it's so, like, insulting to people who are child-free by choice, as if, like, it's the default to have a kid. And you know what? Some people don't want kids, and that's okay. Some people can't have kids and feel bad about it. And, like, you know, when people are so obsessed with, like, finding out who's having a kid or do you want to have kids, it's just such a, it's none of anybody's business. And even though these are fictional characters, like, I think it's reflective, the behavior of people towards this topic, it's reflective of how people are treated in real life. It's like, oh, it's time, you guys should have a kid. It's time to have a kid. It's like, that's not your, like, business and not up to you.
Yeah. And that kind of actually ties in with the other bit of news, which is the upcoming movie, The Thought of You. Oh, Kathy, I forget the author's name. Robin Lee?
Robin Lee.
Okay. So as backstory for this, I read that book a couple years ago on Kathy's recommendation. And like every recommendation of hers, it is dead on. It was one of the best books I read that year. And now it's going to be made into a movie with Anne Hathaway. And I'm very excited for it. It should be out, I think it's early May, and I've heard good things, but I think one of the things it sounds like in a review I read that they're gonna, I think, change a lot of it, so that it's a better, I guess, examination of how you would balance all the roles that you have as, you know, a person and a parent and what, you know, a partner, whatever. And I'm very interested in that because, oh God, the book was so good. You guys, so good.
I haven't read that. I really want to, though.
You really should. Like, you really should.
Co-signed. Okay. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's so fun and so good. Pretty scorching. She needs to write more books.
Agreed.
Has she only written that one?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
She has mentioned on Twitter about working on her next one, so hopefully we'll get that soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, now she's got that, like, Hollywood money, so she can maybe devote more time to writing. Sometimes that's the big, you know, thing for people. It's just not having the time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I think it's harder with a sophomore novel because then you have, you know, like, you have all the things to do to write that and promote that, but you're also dealing with, like, the other book or books that are out.
Yep.
I don't know. It all sounds very complicated and hard.
Yeah.
And the expectation, this book took off. Like, it was really popular for a long time. And now with the movie, even more attention's on it. I'm sure the expectation kind of creates almost a writer's block.
Yeah.
I can see that, definitely. Yeah. Sometimes I've, you know, I won't name any names right now, but I've had authors where I have loved their first and sometimes their second book so much. And then subsequent books, just like after the first one, maybe two, they go downhill. And I can only imagine that it's, they maybe spent like 10 years on their first book or something. And then now they have deadlines and they have to, you know, submit manuscripts more quickly for these subsequent books. And they just don't have the same magic, or they don't have the same, like, just like effort, it feels like.
Yeah.
And people could probably guess, if they've listened to every episode of this podcast, they could probably guess which author or authors we're talking about here. But yeah, it's disappointing when, like, subsequent books aren't as good and you feel like, man, it's just, I don't know, capitalism, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of times there are people who are like, I want every book they write to be different. Like, I don't want to keep reading the same story that I've read before from them. And then there are the people who are like, no, this is what I want. Don't give me like some weird, I don't know, like, genre flipping Shakespeare, but put it in space. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's true too. And you're never going to please everybody. So
yeah.
Double-edged sword, I guess.
Yeah. But again, if, you know, if you haven't read it, like, oh my gosh, you guys, it's so good. Like, it is so good.
Yeah. So that's The Idea of You by Robin Lee.
Yep.
Okay. I'm definitely going to pick that up.
Yep.
All right. So now it's time to talk about our recent acquisitions, where we discuss the books we've recently bought, borrowed, or been given. Kathy, would you like to go first?
Sure. I have the book I'm currently reading, Listen for the Lie by Amy Chintara. I also recently purchased Expiration Dates by Rebecca Serrell, which I read an arc of last year and absolutely loved it. I recommend it to everyone, and I needed to have a copy on my shelf. And I also purchased Prom Chanted by Morgan Matson. And it's a YA novel about two kids who go to Disneyland in California prior to prom. And they end up falling through the castle into the story of Sleeping Beauty and messing it up. So they have to fix things because, like, Aurora and Philip have to get together for the story to have the happily ever after that Disney's known for. And they end up getting involved with Maleficent and that whole thing. So could be really cute.
Okay, wait, hold on. I've read some Morgan Matson books before and I liked them. This is so different for her. And I love that.
Yeah.
That sounds so good. I'm very excited for this. Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like it was one of those Disney had the idea they wanted this done and they reached out to her to write it. Like one of those things where the author was matched with something that the company wanted.
Cool.
And then the last book is I Purchased One Day in December by Josie Silver, which I've read and also loved a lot.
Yay!
Definitely a contender for one of my faves of this year already.
Awesome. That's one of my favorite books of all time.
So good.
Haven't read it yet. You know how I do.
All right. Kelly, what have you recently acquired?
Oh, God. It's been a time, y'all. So I got The Perfect Guy Doesn't Exist by Sophie Gonzalez, which sounds very fun. Day One by Abigail Dean. She wrote, I think it was called Girl A, which sounded very much like the Turpin family with like the kids that were abused and starved. This one sounds like a school shooting. So I'm interested to see where that goes. Vengeance Planning for Amateurs by Lee Winter, which frankly I got for the title alone, but it sounds like I'm sure I'll love it. You know how I love good for her books. The Heart of the Labyrinth and Other Stories by DK Mock. And I don't really do short story collections as a rule, but I love that author. When I worked for Spencer Hill, I was one of her publicists, and so I am very, very excited to get to read this. Nice. Her books are amazing. And then from Book of the Month, I got Listen for the Lie and Murder Road. But I also got Shark Heart by Emily Habeck, and that was one of the five best of last year, according to them. Family Family by Laurie Frankel, and Annie Bot by Sierra Greer. And I
so
think,
good.
Yeah, I wanted to get it because I think Bridget Kemmerer read it and loved it, and then you read it and loved it, and now I'm like, all right, I'm fully on board.
That book is incredible. So yeah. Good.
And that was everything.
Great. Okay, I have a few to talk about. So I'll start with my audiobooks. I had a bunch of audiobook credits just saved up because I was trying to read down like my TBR, like listen down, I guess, my audio TBR. And I did. And now it's back up to very high because I was like, I'm going to reward myself by spending all my credits. So from Audible, I got The Bell in the Fog by Lev A.C. Rosen, which is his second book. It's his like detective series where the detective is a former cop in San Francisco in the 1950s. And he was fired from being a cop because he was gay. He was like found at a gay club. And so then he kind of starts like a private investigator type of thing. So excited for that. The narrator is really good. Dying of Politeness by Gina Davis. I got that on audiobook. Very excited to hear her narrate that. I also got Beyond the Wand by Tom Felton, his memoir. Very excited.
I've heard really good things about it.
I have too. I'm really looking forward to that one. For Libra Femme audiobooks, I got Finley Donovan is Killing It by Elle Cosimano. I know I have that book somewhere because I think it's at my parents' house, but I just figured I'd listen to it. I have enough physical books to read. I needed more audiobooks in my, you know, in my camp. The Fox Wife by Yangtze Chu. I chose this on a whim. I think it was like in a list of like recommended by the Libra FM team. And I'm not really sure what it's about other than like it's sort of fantastical. So it sounded good. And there was like snow on the cover. So I'm like, all right, winter, snow, I'll buy it. And then the last audiobook I got was The Future by Naomi Alderman, which I had talked about on our last most anticipated we did last fall because it came out, I think, in November. I had loved her first novel, The Power. And so this one is The Future, and I'm looking forward to it. So I got all of those audiobooks. For physical books, so the first two were given to me by, one was gifted and one is borrowed from my friend Cassie. This one is Welcome to Grief Club, Because You Don't Have to Go Through It Alone by Janine Kuo. And I haven't read it yet, but it's just kind of a small little type of book.
Yeah.
And then she and I were in New York together, and on the train, she finished this one and said I could borrow it. It's called Inheritance, A Memoir of Genealogy, Paternity, and Love by Dani Shapiro. And that one was, I think, kind of like big on social media last year. So I saw it a lot, like floating around. I don't know much about it, but she said it was really good. So I think it's kind of like Educated by Tara Westover vibes a little bit. So I knew I would like it because I liked that book. Okay, so I got my Aardvark book club box for March. I got three books this month because I couldn't choose. I got Baby X by Kira Paikoff. It's a thriller, and it's like you're living in a world where you can buy DNA of like a celebrities and create your own like designer baby based on like the DNA of the celebrities you love or something. It's just like crazy to me. It sounds so interesting.
That's one of mine that I can't wait to read.
Right? I know. I maybe need to move it up the list because it's just like, I feel like it'll be, it's like, it's a thriller. So I feel like I'll read it in like a day, you know, it's one of those page turners. So then I got Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange. I never read Tommy Orange's other novel, They're There, but this one sounded really good. It takes place in Colorado, 1864, and it follows Star, a young survivor of the Sand Creek Massacre, as she's brought to the Fort Marion prison castle, where he's forced to learn English and practice Christianity. So sounds very interesting. I've heard good things. The last book I got from Aardvark was The Warm Hands of Ghosts by Catherine Arden. I have read one other book by Catherine Arden. It was the first in her other trilogy. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, The Bear and the Nightingale was the one that I read. And that's the first in a trilogy. I didn't finish the trilogy, but that book was very, it was like very interesting. One of those books that's like just atmospheric, where like just you feel like you're there, even. And there was a lot of plot in that book, but like there didn't have to be because you were going to be engrossed either way. But this one takes place in like the 1920s, and it sounds like it's more paranormal rather than just like The Bear and the Nightingale was, it was like a fairy tale kind of retelling, so it's more fantasy. So this one sounded interesting. All right. And now we're on to my book of the month picks for March. I got two. I got A Fate Inked in Blood, Saga of the Unfated, Book One by Danielle L. Jensen. And I don't know, I like fantasy, and this is the start of a new series, so we'll see. I don't know that much about it. And then I got my free pick from the top five of last year's like book of the year finalists. And I got Shark Heart, A Love Story by Emily Habeck. And it's her debut. And it's kind of like a weird, you know, it's got like a weird where one person in this relationship is turning into a shark. So it's kind of like a one of those like out there books. But I don't know. I like books where like stuff like that happens. It reminds me of like Metamorphosis and like just kind of weird books like that. So last one, I was at my local indie where they have a used book section. And this one was, it's wrapped like a library book. So it must be from a library, but it's an old copy of Prodigal Summer by Barbara Kingsolver, which you all know I love Barbara Kingsolver, and I've read almost all of her books. I think I have one on my shelf that I haven't read yet. But this is, I think, my all-time favorite from her, Prodigal Summer. So I was like, oh, I want to have a physical copy because I didn't have a physical copy before. I have an audio copy that I own, but the last time I read it physically was in high school, and it was like a borrowed copy from the school. So yep, that's it. Those are all my picks. So we're going to take a quick break before we dive into our spring new release, Most Anticipated. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast. And we are back, and we are excited to talk about the books that are coming up for release in spring. And by spring, we're going to go basically through the month of May and stop like after Memorial Day, after May. And then when we get back together for our summer most releases, that'll be starting in June, July, August. So just for the next 2 months, April and May, what are our most anticipated releases? Kathy, why don't we start with you? What's your first most anticipated?
Okay, so my first most anticipated is a book called Missing White Woman by Kelly Garrett. It comes out April 30th. And it follows Brenna and her boyfriend who go for a romantic weekend getaway. The morning of their last day of this trip, she finds a dead body in the foyer of the place that they're renting. And her boyfriend, Ty, is gone. He's missing. Don't know where he is. The woman whose dad, her name is Janelle. And this is the missing woman that everybody is obsessed with online because she's the latest missing white woman.
Wow.
And the police are obviously asking questions. And the main character is a Black woman. So as you can imagine, that's probably very charged. And she basically needs to figure out what happened not only to her boyfriend, but this woman before the police decide that she maybe did it. Her boyfriend.
Whoa. That sounds really interesting. I bet that would make a good movie too. Movie adaptation.
Absolutely. Netflix will probably be all over it.
And when did you say that one comes out?
April 30th.
April 30th. Perfect. All right. Kelly, what is your first pick?
Okay. First of all, I need to apologize because I'm pretty sure I led myself and Kathy astray by the release dates.
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah. So
we crept into the first weekend in June.
Yeah,
that's fine. No worries.
Oh gosh, I remember when I used to know things like how dates work. And it's like, oh yeah, like we'll just do it. This is the cutoff. So nothing after that.
Most of June is spring. We just kind of made it this way to like kind of fit in for what we wanted to do the rest of the year. So it's our own rules and we can bend them.
Woo.
Yeah.
But the thing I am most looking forward to will surprise no one. You Like It Darker, the new short story collection by Stephen King. It's out May 21st. I don't, as you know, because I just said it, do a lot of short story collections, but I read everything he does. And I am very excited for this one because one of the stories in it is a sequel to Cujo.
What? So,
yeah, I don't know if it's going to follow the parents of the little boy that died in the book or if it'll do like maybe the woman who owned Cujo, who later ended up killing like her husband and his best friend and everything. I don't know what it's going to do, but Yeah. I'm very excited to find out, and I've got under 2 months to go. So very,
That's great.
very excited. I should ask
Very
for that day
good.
off work. I think I will.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. So my first most anticipated pick is the new Abby Jimenez Just for the Summer. And it comes out April 2nd. So the day this podcast is dropping, it will be out. And it's kind of funny. I didn't really know much. I knew it was coming out, but I didn't know much about the plot until like earlier today when I was looking, you know, getting it up and ready to talk about on the podcast. And it's like, you guys know that movie Good Luck Chuck that came out?
Yes.
A long time ago. It kind of starts out like that, where this main character, Justin, he's cursed, like where every woman he dates after they break up, she will go on to find her soulmate and get married. So that was kind of the premise of Good Luck Chuck as well. And I guess the secret's out because there's like a Reddit thread about it. And then he's contacted by this woman, Emma, who says that she has the same curse, where everyone she breaks up with finds their soulmate. So they're like, oh, well, what if we date each other? Then we break up, we'll find our soulmates. And so it's a, seems like a fake dating kind of thing, or just like dating of convenience. And then, oh, we'll break up. And, but it sounds like it'll be, you know, and it's a summer, you know, it takes place over the summer. So I'm looking forward to that just because like, I am so ready for summer weather. It's not even funny. This winter was like fake winter all of January, February. And then in March, we've had so many snowstorms and we're supposed to get another one next week in April. And I'm ready to be done with it. I can't handle it. I need sun and I need warmth and I need to go to the beach. So Abby Jimenez can take me there in the meantime. And once again, that's out this Tuesday, April 2nd.
Nice. That sounds great.
All right, Kathy, back to you.
My second pick is called Honey by Isabel Banta. And this is one of the ones that come out on June 4th. It's set in 1997. And it follows Amber, a member of a pop girl group. And eventually she goes on to have a solo career. This book basically is going to examine all of the pop icons that we, our generation, like would have had when we were teenagers, like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, etc. And it redefines the narrative of some of the pop icons of the 90s and early 2000s. It reimagines the superstars that we loved, hated, over-sexualized in a way that provides a like current narrative to that story. And being a fan of pop music from that time period, I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That sounds great. All I'm currently having a very expensive sundae.
You're pre-ordering all of these?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, Kelly, tell us what your next pick is.
My next one is Funny Story, which is the new Emily Henry rom-com. It actually occurred to me that pretty much all of my picks are authors that I already love releasing a new book. Not all of them, but, you know, four of the five. And I don't really know that much about the Emily Henry one. But I loved everything of hers I have read. So I'm like, whatever this is, I am absolutely here for it. And it comes out on April 23rd, so I don't have that much longer to wait.
Yes. Yeah, Emily Henry's an automatic buy for me as well. This was on my list as like a backup because I knew Kelly was going to pick it. Yep. I don't know or care what it's about. I'm going to buy it and read it.
Yep. Ooh, and this was almost book news. But they're doing a very special pretty deluxe edition of Beach Read where it's like a hardback and it's so pretty. And that's not even my favorite of hers, but I might get it anyway just because I want it to do well so that I can then get People We Meet on Vacation and Book Lovers in really fancy editions.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Good strategy. Nice.
All my friends love Emily Henry. I have read one book of hers. I'm currently making my way through all of them. So People We Meet on Vacation is my next one.
Yay! I loved that one. I feel like a lot of people don't like it, but I do. I loved that one so much. Book Lovers is definitely my number one, but that's my number two.
Yeah.
But I've loved all of hers that I've read. So I actually still haven't read Beach Read, though. Funny enough.
It's fine. It's fine.
So maybe I'll get the special edition and read that. I do have it on my Kindle, but
yeah,
if I get the special edition, I would read that. So,
oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah. All right. My next pick is an author that I don't think she's ever written a novel before. She's written a lot of memoirs. And this is Ruth Reichel, of course, who was, she was the food critic for the New York Times for a long time. And then she was like editor of, was it Gourmet magazine, maybe? Anyway, she's written a lot of food memoirs. I've read one of them, Garlic and Sapphires, which was really, really good. But this one is a novel. It's called The Paris Novel. Comes out on April 23rd. And it takes place in the 1980s. This woman named Stella, she basically, when her estranged mother dies, she's left with an unusual, gift of a one-way plane ticket and a note reading, go to Paris. So she's not very adventurous type. She's got some trauma from her childhood. And she's always been kind of just a homebody, but sounds like she goes to Paris and eats and lives. And I don't know. It just sounds like one of those, find yourself kind of novels that's it's getting some pretty good reviews. I am seeing some warnings of some descriptions of the childhood trauma she experiences, so take care with all of that, but overall it just sounds like a kind of a feel-good novel of coming out of your shell and learning to love life. So that's The Paris Novel by Ruth Reichel.
Everything sounds amazing.
I know.
Uh-huh. Can't wait. I'm making note of that one.
Yep. All right. Kathy, you're up again. Round three.
All right. So I am definitely in my thriller era where I'm reading all of the mysteries and thrillers. Because my next pick is The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. And it comes out April 16th. So Robbie and Trevor Cressmont are this town's wonder boys. They, though, come with a body count, the killer kind. They are handsome, wealthy, and privileged, so the police aren't going to do anything about it. The town believes that they are behind the deaths of their ex-girlfriends. A new girl named Lauren moves into town. She's got a few secrets of her own. She enters a no-strings-attached relationship with Robbie, and during what is supposed to be their last weekend together, she discovers evidence that implicates Robbie in these deaths, and she has to figure out what to do before she's next.
Whoa, that sounds very thrillery and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't read a thriller in a long time. That's why I'm so excited for Baby X, just because, I don't know. I don't always pick them up, but when I do, it's page turner. So exciting. Yeah. Because you're what's going to happen? And I want to get past the scary part.
I find I go through periods where I'll read a whole bunch, but then I have to take a break. Yeah. They all start to bleed together.
True. Yeah. Yep. The formula of a thriller I can see that. All right. Kelly, your third pick?
Sorry, Josh just did the thriller dance.
Michael Jackson. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, my next one is The Ballad of Darcy and Russell, which is the new Morgan Matson. I'm very excited that we get two books of hers this year, Prom Chanted, which sounds amazing, and this one's out May 7th. She's another one of the authors that I just really, really love. And the thing that makes me really happy about her books, they're always very fun, but they're also like very emotional. So it's a great reading experience, I think. Like it's fun, but it's not necessarily like, super fluffy, because there's always emotional stuff too. And again, like I don't really know what's going on in Ballad of Darcy and Russell, but the cover's cute and I know I will love it. May 7th, so only about another month to go.
Awesome.
Now I'm looking just to see, and I'm like, oh, there's dogs. A love story and a music festival and dogs. All right. I love all those things.
I need to get caught up because I haven't read all of her books, but like I need to get caught up on them. But Prom Chanted is definitely like on my list to get sooner rather than later to go make a trip to the library, I guess.
Oh my gosh, though. She's also one of a few artists that I actually really got in on the ground floor. Like I've loved her since I got her debut, Amy and Roger's Epic Detour, and I got that like I think pretty much as soon as it came out. So I'm like, she's someone I've been following for years.
Yeah, she's been around. Awesome. Okay, my third pick is a debut. It is publishing May 14th, and it's called The Honey Witch by Sydney Shields, Sydney J. Shields. And this sounds really good. It's about a 21-year-old named Marigold, who she's always preferred the company of the spirits, and of the meadow, or the spirits of the meadow, I should say, and more so than any like suitor who's tried to woo her. And then one day her grandmother takes her away to the family cottage on a tiny island with an offer to train her as the next honey witch. So she's like, yes, please, absolutely. But her newfound magic and independence come with a no one can fall in love with curse. So being the honey witch means nobody can fall in love with you. However, when Lottie Burke, a notoriously grumpy skeptic who doesn't believe in magic, shows up on the doorstep, Marigold can't resist the challenge to prove to her that magic is real. So it sounds like kind of a not so much enemies to lover, but oh, Koala's like, I want to be on the podcast too. She's yelling into the microphone. Oh, she's like interrupting me. She's like, don't tell me all the plot. I want to read it myself.
No spoilers.
But anyway, it sounds like, Marigold and Lottie might actually fall in love despite the curse. And there's some darker magic that comes into play that they have to defeat. So this definitely sounds like a fun, witchy romp. So once again, that is Hun The Honey Witch by Sydney J. Shields.
And that's another one I need. Thanks,
Yep.
Rachel.
You're welcome. Okay, round four. Kathy, what do you got?
Right, so my next pick is The Husbands by Holly Gramazio, and it comes out April 2nd. So
Ooh.
this will probably be a birthday present to myself. And it asks the question, if changing lives was as easy as changing a light bulb, how do you know when you found the right path? So this woman named Lauren returns home from work one night and is greeted by a man who says he's her husband. She isn't married, though. She doesn't know who this person is. She's never seen him before. Evidence and the people that she knows, the people around her, though, claim that they've been together for years. There's pictures. Her friends know who he is. So
Wow.
Lauren tries to figure everything out. And her husband, whose name is Michael, goes to the attic to change a light bulb and disappears, only to be replaced with a new man coming out of the attic. This alters the life that they previously had, like the evidence around here, the pictures and stuff, they change to suit this man. And so this happens multiple times. He goes up into the attic, a new man comes out. So how do you know what's the right path is the question that this book is going to play with. So it sounds like a little bit of a rom-com.
Yeah, with like alternate like universes, like wormholes, and oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Oh, that's a Julia book.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. What's it called again?
The Husbands.
The Husbands.
And it comes out April 2nd.
Oh, perfect. Oh, awesome. I think I might have actually seen something about that on, I think they're predicting that might be one of the book of the month.
I think so, yeah.
For
I
April.
Hope so.
I hope so. If it is, I'm getting that for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, great. Okay. Yay. All right, Kelly, your fourth pick.
All right. Well, my fourth pick, like the other ones, are a great new offering from an author I love. This one is Kill Her Twice by Stacy Lee. And it is a murder mystery noir. And ooh, very excited for that. It's set in the 30s in LA. And there's this new movie star, Lulu Wang. And everybody is definitely very, very into her. But then she is found dead in an out of the way stable, far from any place where she should be, just like middle of nowhere, dead. And the people who find her, they're like, well, we're pretty sure that this was a murder, not like an accidental death or whatever. But the police don't believe it. They don't want to research it. They're like, it was an accident, whatever, it's fine. And so these three girls, they're like, fine, we will figure it out. We will solve it ourselves. So very excited. This does not seem like her usual book, though. Generally not like this kind of mystery. But I am very excited to see what a Stacy Lee written noir and murder mystery reads like. I know I will love it. So very, very excited.
Cool.
Oh, and that is out on April 23rd.
Nice. All right, my fourth pick is a new-to-me author. I don't know if this is her debut or not. Oh, no, she's written one other. So this book is called April, May, June, July, and it is by Allison B. Hart. And she also wrote The Work Wife, which I haven't read, but I think I've seen, like, talked about before. But April, May, June, and July are actually siblings. They haven't been in the same room together in years, but they're, I guess, coming together for like a family wedding. And everything's kind of a little bit complicated. I think it goes a little bit back and forth with their father was like overseas during the Iraq war and disappeared or something. And now one of them spotted him. I don't know. It seems to get a little complicated. It's just like complicated family stuff. And you get perspectives from each of the four siblings. And there's a couple of the siblings are like queer. So there's some queer romance things going on with one or both of them. So there's that kind of representation in there. But it just overall sounds pretty interesting. I really like family dramas where like, oh, they haven't talked in years and now they're coming together and, you know, getting everybody's perspective. So, oh, and that is out May 14th. So April, May, June, July by Allison B. Hart out May 14th.
And I am pre-ordering that. It honestly sounds so fun.
It does sound good. Yeah.
Yep. I like that too. Like the big, like things that are very dramatic in that particular way. Here for it.
Awesome. All right. This is our last round. Round five. All right, Kathy, you're up.
All right. I'm back to reading thrillers. And this is Such a Bad Influence by Olivia Munster. And this one comes out on June 4th, right at our cutoff. So this revolves around Evelyn and her younger sister, who is a social media influencer. Her sister goes missing one day during a live stream that cuts off mid-sentence. Theories, of course, pop up online as to what happened and spread like wildfire. It inspires hashtags, Reddit threads, and podcast episodes. Hazel tries to find out what happened to her sister by going to the darkest parts of her sister's world. So the dark web.
Whoa.
Very timely, it sounds like. Yeah.
Creepy.
And that is Such a Bad Influence by Olivia Munster, June 4th.
That sounds really like interesting. I love when books, because like you said, it sparks a lot of like podcast episodes, blog posts and stuff. So I like when like books kind of have that, those little vignettes of like, you know, media coming in to sort of narrate on what people are thinking about what's going on in the books. So I hope there's a lot of that in there, like transcripts from the podcast episodes and stuff. That would be cool if it was.
That's one of my favorite things too. And I feel like right now I'm reading a lot of stuff where it's like, this podcast is investigating this cold crime.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
I will take all of it.
Listen for the Lie has podcast transcripts.
All right. Good. Kelly, your last pick.
Okay. So this is not a new author, but it is a new author to me. And it is The House That Horror Built by Christina Henry. This is, I think, honestly, one of the Kelliest books that has ever Kellied. It is a single mother working in the gothic mansion of a reclusive horror director. And she's basically starting to find out these like really, you know, kind of creepy things that are going on. And she's basically cleaning for this guy. And she's been a fan of horror movies her whole life. So she's like, yes, please. I would love to work for this guy. And she basically has the best time because the mansion has all these like props and things from his movies. And it's just like, it sounds like the best thing for somebody like her and also me. And everything's going great until she starts hearing noises behind a locked door. And she hears things like, you know, a person's voice asking for help, even though the director lives by himself and she's the only other person in the house, like just her and the director. So she's like, so since she's, you know, a single mom who needs the money, she's basically like not paying attention. I don't hear it. Everything's fine. It's all fine. But at some point, I think everything gets weird and creepy enough that she's probably going to have to start investigating. So very, very excited for that. And that seems like a book that I'm going to absolutely love. And then if I do, which I'm sure I will, she's got a pretty good backlist. So there'll be a lot of books for me to read from her. The House That Horror Built, Christina Henry, May 14th.
Perfect. Okay, my final pick is Lies and Weddings by Kevin Kwan. Kevin Kwan, of course, the author of Crazy Rich Asians, like that trilogy. And there was another one that he wrote that I loved that for some reason I can't think of the name of. Sex and Vanity, that's what it was. So this one, Lies and Weddings, it is about Rufus Gresham, the future Duke of Greshambury and son of a former Hong Kong supermodel. He's inheriting, you know, through the dukedom and the Gresham Trust is that the fortune has been depleted by decades of profligate spending. And even though, like, on the surface, like, the Greshambury, you know, dukedom and family have been, like, you know, putting on a facade of still being, you know, living a very luxurious, rich, wealthy lifestyle. You know, the only real way to salvage everything and, you know, keep them from their quote downfall is like to marry rich. So, you know, he's like his mother or somebody's trying to like set him up with all these, like, there's like a hotel heiress or there's like a venture capitalist who's like a billionaire. But then he's really in love with the literal girl next door, daughter of a doctor, very humble, you know, background, who obviously won't bring a fortune to his estate. So at this point, I think they're in Hawaii for like this like glitzy, fabulous wedding, and a volcano erupts and like everything goes, you know, wacky and a bunch of stuff happens, secrets come out, and just your typical Kevin Kwan drama. I'm very excited for this book. I love all of his books. So yeah, that is Lies and Weddings by Kevin Kwan. And that is out May 21st. So I have a little few weeks to wait, but it'll be worth it.
You will be able to get all of these books from Libro.fm. If you don't already have an account, you can get 2 books for the price of 1 your first month with promo code WYSR.
Yes, be sure to follow us on social media, WYSR_podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. And you can email us at whatyoushouldreadpodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank Kathy for coming on the podcast again. Kathy, thank you so much. We love having you on.
I love being here anytime.
And now you know what you should read.
You're welcome. Go to sleep, Michelle.
You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join 3 book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.